here we go. Welcome back. More of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. The 360 cam is going, although Gary and I kind of look, Gary, we look like, I don't know, we're going into the light or something like that. We're all here, though. Everybody has a microphone in front of their face. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. That's good.
Hello.
Everybody comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
John, you sound great.
You have a tablecloth.
John, what have you been smoking?
Well, why don't you,
what have I been smoking?
You got a pack of some Marlboros on the way up?
Yeah, some Old Golds. A couple of unfiltered Cools.
Some Pall Malls.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit of yelling at night these days.
I know.
It wasn't much yelling. It wasn't that much yelling.
Some P-Funks?
No, it's that beautiful time of year we call allergy season.
Yes, of course it is.
Good times.
Well, it's time to talk spring football, because that's why we're here.
It is why we're here.
It is why we're here.
I thought we were here to talk about allergy season.
Well,
what about the Friday night basketball game? We could talk about that.
Allergies are a part of spring football. Players have to go through the allergies while they're trying to practice.
Nebraska won, Creighton nothing. Take that. Nebraska got the game moved.
I don't get why Nebraska wins that.
Just keep it moving. All right. I told you earlier, it's a small victory.
No rebuttal for John.
Interesting.
I'm fine with it, though. I would have liked to have, you know, taken up another challenge of not watching the game or not spoiling anything and getting home like I did last year. That would have been fun.
That would have been fun.
We pulled it off.
There'll be a lot of people doing that tomorrow, Saturday in the spring game.
Maybe.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, spring football. Dylan Raiola.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
He's not going to get tackled on Saturday, though.
No.
We don't want that anyway.
The question that I've been asking some of our guests this week is, how many times does he throw the football? How many times does he drop back and throw the football? Jeff Sims had 13 attempts last year.
Let's create a number.
Mm-hmm.
What if I started at 10?
At 10?
Yeah. Higher. Over or under?
Higher.
Whoa. We got really
I'm going to say, you're going to go 10?
What if we just start? I want to discuss it with you.
Do 17.
17?
Under.
So we're in between 10 and 17.
I think he'll be at 11 or 12. I think he'll be fewer than Jeff Sims, but just barely.
What did Sims have last year?
13.
13?
You passed the ball 13 times.
There's something wrong with you, the fact that you know how many passes.
I looked it up. I know.
You should have given yourself up.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to let go of that memory.
Yeah. I'll go higher than 13.
It started then, too.
Yeah, you will?
Yeah, I'll go higher than 13.
So we're setting the
15.
Whoa.
Yeah, 15.
Right. Did you give a number, Happer?
Well, I started at 10, but I'll go with, I like 15. 15 is pretty good.
I think they're going to showcase the quarterbacks. And they're going to let him throw it around the yard. So that's why I think it's higher.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's no contact, you know.
Showcase some wide receivers
People are coming to see the quarterbacks. Yep. And so Rule is smart enough that he's going to let the quarterbacks do quarterback things. And they'll probably chuck it around a little bit.
I would agree. Because it ended up being like 2-1, I think, run-pass ratio last year in the spring game.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And I looked that one up here. I did not know that off the top of my head.
I wanted to get into like Titus Brothers and Mike Demps.
Yeah, we can go back. Previous spring game run.
Riley Washington.
Chris Butler.
There's a good one. Ooh. Yeah, the history of the spring game. The legends of the spring game.
Oh.
We should do, instead, you know, they've given up the whole drug-free pledge. Instead, they ought to just parade people
they
out of halftime.
They should welcome them, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Breon Carnes.
The
retire
legends
retire their
of the spring,
spring game.
Game
jerseys with the three stripes on the shoulders.
Genius.
Send them up to the rafters.
How long was that run by Bobby Newcomb the one year? Wasn't that like 90?
Yeah.
89 or 90.
Yeah.
That was the first play of the spring game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was the first play, but it was early.
It was early?
Yeah. And that was one of the first televised ones, as I recall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And people lost their minds.
Did you announce that game?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was talking with Jack this
week. I think I did the one the year after.
Was that on pay-per-view?
No, it was on Channel 10.
That's so wild.
That's awesome.
Channel 10 in Lincoln.
There are some great moments. Like, I don't know, as much of it just as fun now. There are, like, some of the best moments about spring football. So they used to, when Pavelka was doing the games, John will remember this.
Yeah.
They used to bring in, like, reporters to hop on for a quarter. And Ken Hamilton came in. And this is the before the 95 spring game.
Okay.
The 95 season, the spring game before then. So Ken Hamilton's in the booth, and he's just, you know, if you guys know Ken, he's lighthearted, very sarcastic. And Pavelka is focused. Man, he's like the red versus the white. This is a big game. Nobody changing sides.
Right.
So Hamilton wanted to do play-by-play. And so he goes, down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Kent lost it. He was like, he like covered his microphone up and he goes, you can't say that!
It's like winning time.
It was.
Kern, don't talk.
It was.
There was, you might have been doing stats or a spotting. There was like a guy that came in to do it for the Big Ten Network that hasn't been back, that I guess was super serious. And didn't realize that it basically turned into, let's interview Amon Green on the sidelines and all that. And the play-by-play guy was not happy at all. Because he was like, I'm here to do a job.
I wanted to call this game. It's a very important football game.
He wanted to use it to try to get another gig down the road. Check out my spring game tape.
This is my reel.
It could be the stepping stone.
Exactly.
It could be the stepping stone. It's on BTN, right?
Yes.
This weekend. Yes. Yeah.
Who's doing the game?
I'm assuming Putney.
Yeah, Putney usually does
Putney
it.
And Kenny Bell and somebody else.
Damon?
No, he's on radio.
He's on radio
he's
now.
He's got a face for radio.
I can't remember the third one.
Kenny Bell.
Yeah,
nice.
Kenny Bell and Larry Putney.
Is it someone who's done stuff recently, do you know? Like a player?
I didn't recognize the name.
It could be
really?
Could be Tommy Frazier back down on the sidelines.
That would be be good.
Back up to you in the booth.
Yep.
Nice. All right, so we got the broadcast part of it done.
We got that done. The important part of the round
broadcast
table.
Broadcast history, Legends of the Spring game.
So what if, like we know it's a practice and he's solidified himself as QB1, what if we have a rough Saturday for number 15?
I don't think I care that much.
Yeah. I don't know if it could happen. I mean, there's no contact.
See, that's why I think they're not going to throw the ball around a lot. I don't think that they're going to even go into that area to try to do that.
Rule said today, he said the word shootout as far as what he
expects.
I think they're going to throw it around a little.
So how about, let me throw this at you. And Gary, I do not have the exact numbers. But one of the Tristan Jebbia years, I think the 2017 spring game, he threw the ball like 30-something times. We knew he wasn't going to be the starter. It was going to be Tanner Lee. So they were like, have him and just chuck the ball around. What if Kalen's like that? What if Kalen throws the ball around a ton? And so, oddly, then people leave like, oh, maybe they really like this Daniel. Or maybe it's just one of the walk-ons. Wokey? Watchy?
Yeah, Wokey. I've heard it said three different times.
Yeah.
Different
I like
ways.
Calling him Woke.
Yeah.
Because he's Woke.
Yep.
Jack
Woke. Nebraska goes Woke. It could be the headline in the World Herald.
We were just talking about this the other day. Jarrett Sinek, he was the stud a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have that obscure quarterback that's going to all of a sudden lead to drive, and it's going to get everybody into
it. That's like,
where's this guy on the depth chart?
Yeah, but you don't want that. In this case, you don't actually want that.
Yeah, because you want the other guys to show out first.
Maybe Harbert will just throw it around a million times. That'd be hilarious.
So it seems inconsequential.
It does.
You can do that.
But I think they will try and show everybody that Harbert can throw the football and what he looks different. Like, I think there's a little bit of rule. We'll try and I hear what you're saying, so I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll let, like, Dylan improvise a little bit and be Patrick Mahomes' kid out there throwing, you know, crazy throws, and people will lose their mind. But I think Harbert will be a guy that they kind of showcase throwing the football. To say, hey, he looks different. You guys crushed him last year.
Yeah.
Look how he looks different. And, oh, by the way, he might be our backup guy so we can redshirt one guy.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I think they're going to put him in the best position to succeed.
I would think so, too.
And now, did he announce? He hasn't announced rosters yet.
No.
And how they're going to divvy things up. I mean, would it surprise you if, you know, Dylan played mostly second and third team defenders? Or Heinrich Harburg? Yeah. At some point, I mean, not the entire game, but at least during certain series where it's like, all right, here's a series we would really like to highlight Heinrich. Here's a series we'd really like to highlight Dylan.
They'll probably do the best they can to make sure, at the end of the day, everybody feels the same about all three of those guys.
Yes.
I agree,
Because that's kind of how they framed it up this spring, even though we all kind of know that
you know.
I mean, yeah, there's a good chance Dylan could have one really amazing athletic play, you know, that people are just going to lock on. People are going to go into this already with, you know, whatever preconceived notion they have of
this is
what this guy does, this is what this guy does. Yeah. So it's going to, they're going to try to find something to fit that narrative. So people are going to have their takes on it anyway.
Okay, so that's one thing that they could showcase, or a couple things that they could showcase. Is there anything they might want to hide in the spring game? I mean, he talked about before how they want to be vanilla and all, you know, it's going to be on TV.
Well, remember defensively last year.
Is there any position group or thing that they want to hide?
Are you asking from a positive or a negative tinge?
Negative.
Yeah? Like that they're like, we don't want this to be known that this kind of stinks right now.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Well, running back would be the obvious. Yeah.
I think that's where my head goes.
Yeah, me too.
Well, defensively last year, remember the 3-3-5 everybody wanted to get an idea of what that looked like? They didn't show any of that. I mean, there was more four fronts than anything. You had more four-down linemen than you had in a 3-3-5, so that was something that was completely vanilla, completely basic. So I don't think from a standpoint of tipping your hand a lot in this, I think it's just going to be vanilla with a lot of it. I think with the offense, and I'm with you, Josh, I think the running back situation is one that is still a work in progress, that I don't know how much of that you're really going to be showcasing with the guys that will actually factor in.
So do you hide that by just not running the ball a whole lot?
Well, they don't have a lot of guys to run the ball. That's the only thing as well.
Yep. Yeah.
So maybe that's an easy way to hide it.
Yeah. So we're going to showcase all
this. So again, it leans back into the idea of
throwing the ball.
I'm upping the number.
All right, Dylan, now we're at 22?
Yeah, Dylan throws. Yeah, we're up to 19 or 20 now. All of a sudden. It might be 20 apiece. I don't know. They'll just throw it around the yard, and then everybody will think that they're
Zach Taylor, 357?
Oh, my God.
Didn't he throw for 357 yards in a spring game?
05?
How many passes
05
did he throw?
Spring game?
Yes. I think he threw for 357 yards.
Oops. I hope that you're right.
That would be so.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. Good Lord, Gary.
That's embarrassing.
You made fun of me for saying he threw 13 passes.
Okay, I will admit it. Yes, it is embarrassing that I know that number.
That's 19 years ago.
Oh, God.
It was a spring game record. Oh, in one half, Gary. 357 in the first half to power. I'm just going to read the sentence. To power the Whites.
To power the Whites.
42-14 win over the Reds.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And because of that, they had a couple good receiving days.
Yeah.
So, Gary, you should know this then. How many yards did Isaiah Flewellen have receiving?
So he hit him on a long touchdown. 106.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
106
exactly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
It's 106.
106 yards.
Catches for 106 yards.
Open the window and in Flewellen.
Nice. Nice. Terrence Nunn at 133, by the way.
Terrence Nunn.
Well, that was then you remember the spring game the year before was Joe Daly, and people lost their mind.
Yeah. Right.
They did.
They had all
Joe
that
Daly
shifting.
In the West Coast offense.
But, okay, here's another – okay. You remember
Joe Daly went 7-for-20 in the 05 spring game, by the way.
Oh, he was 7-for-20?
Joe Gans went 1-for-4.
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to find
Husker
this?
Husker Max, baby.
John, you know the website
about Husker Max.
Yeah, but, I mean, is this like a special spring game page?
Yes. You just Google it.
Yeah.
It takes you right
HuskerMax.com/game/2005. Spring game football. Some dashes
dash
in there.
Game
God.
Football.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing.
Yep.
Should we go to the next year? I mean, should we go to, like, 2000.
How did Zach Taylor do in his second year?
Well, the second one, I think that was when that was right before Harrison Beck left the team, right? Or did he not leave until the fall? When did Harrison Beck leave Nebraska? Because he
got in the Kansas State game that year. That
in the 05 season.
In 05, he did.
But then he didn't. So he didn't play in the spring game in 06. So I wonder if I think he might have been hurt. Like my brother, we were on the sidelines because I was doing some videography stuff, and like he was walking to the tunnel. My brother goes, "Good job, Harrison." He slapped him on his shoulder. And someone in Nebraska was like, "What are you doing? Don't touch his shoulder."
I thought he was going to go, "Ooh."
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of injuries, it is pretty – they haven't had any injuries that have happened during 14 practices.
No, well, they have not.
And they've been
– at least not that they've said.
They've been at times pretty physical and tackling.
Yep.
That's like if they get through Saturday, which, you know, that will be like the biggest thing is they haven't had any injuries of note, because we at least have one a year in spring,
right,
where it might not knock the guy out for the year, but it's an injury that we all talk about on the air and you go, wow, I wonder how that's going to impact that particular room.
Yeah. Cause Maverick Noonan was in spring, right? Yep.
That
was the big one.
Load managing basically everybody who's
playing. There's some veterans that are like.
Yeah. Yeah, I think offensive linemen and defensive linemen won't. There's some key guys will not play.
Yeah. I mean, Ty Robinson, he's.
Did he say they'd get a minimum of one play?
He said they might play a couple plays.
They
might play
at least one.
Might play some plays.
But don't you guys, if you're going to this, I think we've all done a good job of tampering down that this is not, you know, this is what it is. Aren't you going to the game and you want to just see young players? What do we do when we get to like November 1? We're asking veterans, hey, what young guys look really, really good in practice or some of these scrimmages? I'm going to the spring game on Saturday. I want to see the young players play. I want to see, you know, Ja'Cory Barney. I want to see, like, you know, Bly Hill is a relatively new guy. But, like, freshmen haven't seen. Or guy, like Grant Bricks.
Yeah.
I want to see him play a ton of snaps at tackle.
No, you're going to get that. I mean, and that's where the effort is going to come from. Not that the other guys won't be giving effort, but let's face it. You know, they know what it is. It's not a serious scrimmage. But, yeah, those younger guys who are going to get the opportunity to come in and maybe make an impression and one day be part of a roundtable conversation about legends of the spring game. This is going to be their opportunity. This is their chance to shine. I'm sure their families will be there. It'll be exciting for them.
Transfers, too.
The Brody Belt Award.
Yeah, well, Banks and Nayor will play a little bit. I mean, they'll probably play a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Jamal Banks is on your top five list of guys you want to see.
Yep.
Definitely.
Probably. Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, how about Dowdell? You know,
we were talking about him earlier today.
Just to get a look, because there hasn't been any buzz about him, any conversation.
Yeah,
about
I wonder why. If that's one of those players that might be hidden.
They hide a little bit.
So this is a good conversation starter at a good roundtable. I asked Nick this today when it was February and we were all submitting Super Six and we were talking about what spring would look like. Mm-hmm. He was one guy we talked about a lot.
Yep.
Is there any other player that your opinion has changed a little bit the opposite way on a player more than Dowdell in spring?
No.
Nope. Negatively?
Negatively, yeah. He is the easy answer.
And it's mainly because he hasn't been talked about much.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's unlike
he has, it's been really skimmed over.
Yeah, and unlike Dylan Raiola, where that was purposeful, you know, because I didn't need to, this is not that.
I probably wasn't as high on him as most were in the first place, but still, I mean, I expected to hear more, especially in a room that theoretically is open.
By the way, Gary, he was fifth overall in the Super 6 composite on 24/7. Yeah. He was only behind Raiola, Carter Nelson, Grant Bricks, and Caleb Benning.
Oh, I got one. Yeah. It's another transfer. Stephon Thompson.
Yep.
Who may have come along a little bit over the last couple of weeks because you've just heard his name more. But, and Mazuka, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the reason that's changed, Dowdell, it's not as if they've talked about Dowdell the way that they've talked about Mazuka and Stephon Thomas because of the fact that those guys, it's been made public by either Tony White or by Matt Rhule that they still got a lot to figure out.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard that with Dowdell he's still got a lot to figure out. They've just kind of skimmed over him when he's been brought up.
Maybe they figured it out. They figured out is not good. I don't know.
And I don't know if that expectation with those other guys, just because of the experience they bring in, they're holding them to a higher level, they're going to be more public about what they need to accomplish.
We are trained to, because this is how it's been, when they get transfers, they turn out to be very, very vital, important players. And maybe we need to retrain our brains and say, oh, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that these guys come in and they're not immediately Nebraska's best players.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that is an overarching thing of the spring that is positive. Like that's a good thing. That it hasn't necessarily been easy for Mazuka or Stephon Thompson or Dante Dowdell to come in
and
be really impactful
the
players.
The thing about Mazuka is he just came from a program in the SEC where he started 11 games.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you wanted to pencil him in. Boy, they are not hesitant in calling him out.
Yep.
Which is very interesting. I think it's definitely a motivational tactic.
Hey, his brother has had a better spring. Maurice has had a better spring than Micah. And Maurice
might get a lot of touches tomorrow.
Fantasy spring game tip. Maurice Mazuka may be that guy.
John, get that on your board for your fantasy spring game.
Play all four quarters, both sides of the ball, run the ball, catch the ball.
Should we do the fantasy spring game thing? I don't even know how it would work. we want to suss it out when we.
You got to get a guy that you think is gonna rack up some fantasy points for you. Who's gonna
have 36 minutes left in the roundtable, Happer? We're running out of time to even figure out the rules of this.
Better jump on it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break here on the roundtable. You're listening to our spring game roundtable live from Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill. Come out and join us for lunch, 173rd and Center. Good specials going on as well, $7 burgers until 3. And then if you're in the dinner crowd, $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos.
Nice.
Starting at 5. Back with more from Oscars next on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.